This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, hello there. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. My guest here, we're going to open up with, I'm always trying to get him, but this time he came to me, which I don't even know what to make of that. So joining us again, somewhere in Mountain Time is a trainer, Rob Pincus. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Now, you're coming not today as a trainer. You're coming as a reformer.
I guess so, yeah. Second Amendment advocate. I like to think that the education and training work that I do also promotes responsible exercise of Second Amendment rights, but we're a little more focused with the Save the Second organization than we are when we're doing the training.
Tell me where we're going with this.
Well, Save the Second, and I think you're aware of what we're doing in the big picture. It was founded by Anthony Garcia and Ron Carter about, 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago, in the aftermath of what I guess we would call a tumultuous NRA annual meeting.
And yeah.
A lot of concerning public revelations about what's been going on at the top of the NRA. And a lot of these things have been talked about, in hushed tones or looking over your shoulder for a long time. A lot of the issues that people are now openly learning about are things that some were public knowledge, some were swept under the rug, and some we had no idea how bad it really was in regard to the cronyism, the financial malfeasance, a lot of the issues resulting from the relationship between the NRA and Ackerman McQueen, which many of us have been talking about for years as being a potential problem. Or an existing problem. And now we see the lawsuits, we see the fallout, we see the ugly divorce between the NRA and Ackerman McQueen. And, we've lost NRA TV. We've got directors accusing each other of lying. We've got a lot of problems at the NRA. And Save the Second wants to represent the American gun owner, specifically the NRA member, the former NRA member who has quit and left the organization in frustration or disgust. And maybe most importantly, the potential future NRA member that recognizes that we need a strong NRA and we would benefit from a strong NRA and wants to support the organization, wants to be part of it, wants it to be 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 million American gun owners at the NRA, but just can't do that in good conscience now knowing what we know.
Yeah, I had Mr. Garcia on not too long ago. This is sort of an organization within an organization, isn't it? Because these are all NRA people.
Well, we're all NRA members. The board is all NRA members. But again, I think it's important to remember that there's a lot of people who aren't NRA members because of the way the NRA has been behaving, because of the systems, the structures, the messaging, the image of the NRA has chased away a lot of American gun owners. And we see them coming to us at Save the Second and saying, hey, if you guys can really get this figured out. And obviously we don't control what happens with the NRA, but they're supporting our work. And they're saying if the NRA can fix itself with or without Save the Second's help, then they'll join, they'll be part of it. So it's a large movement afoot, and we're not the only ones who've raised the flag and said, hey, we'll help and we're interested. But it, obviously, we are a standalone organization. We set ourselves up as sort of a watchdog, I guess, if you will, for the NRA, maybe a moral a compass for the NRA and for the directors. We're working with many directors. We're working with some employees at the NRA. We're working with a lot of former employees. In fact, we have two former employees on the board of Save the Second, Andy Lander and Steve Hoback, both worked for the NRA at different periods of time in the training division, and they're incredibly active working on behalf of reform, which really is the effort of Save the Second. You know, it's easy to stand on the sidelines and say, hey, this is what's wrong, but what we're really doing differently, I think, with the Save the Second organization is collaborating with high-level donors, directors, and members to help formulate a path back to trust, really, with the American gun owner for the NRA.
One thing that I was struck by, and I don't know if you've seen this, are you familiar with Mr. Dell'Aquila?
I am, yeah. We speak regularly. He's doing good work in a very different direction than what we're doing, but he's definitely a passionate advocate for reform.
Well, he just came out with these letter grades, and it seems like every one of the ones that got an A are trying to work with you, trying to do reform, and at the same time, the NRA is sort of retaliating against them. Are you noticing that?
Well, yeah. It not only are they retaliating, as far as noticing it, they're claiming victory in doing it. They have Marion Hammer, a longtime board member, former NRA president, known agitator, someone who has a real disdain for the membership at large, which she expressed at the NRA annual meeting this year. She has a great disrespect even for simple questions from the membership. It's been demonstrated. And she celebrated in her open letter, which was then published at Ammoland.com, that the retribution is going to continue, essentially. That, yeah, the people who questioned what was going on at leadership, the people who asked for an outside audit, the people who asked for transparency, the people who dared to question that Wayne LaPierre's word wasn't perfect and shouldn't be challenged. They were removed from their committees. In many cases, in most cases, they had their committees reduced. In one case, Dwayne Liptak, for example, very well-respected professional in the industry, works with Magpul. He's a board of director who's been very active, both inside and outside of his role with the NRA in terms of defending our Second Amendment rights and helping gun owners across America. He was the chairman of the Education and Training Division. He has a significant background in education and training as well from his military days, as well as his work in the gun community. And he was not only removed as chairman, but he was removed from the committee entirely. He lost most of his committee positions. And he was not one of the more vocal proponents for change. He was really trying to work rather under the radar, and he was still retaliated against.
Marion Hammer. Every time I hear her name, this Indianapolis one, this one when Wayne LaPierre was in, shall we say, under fire. This was the first time she'd actually gotten up and gotten out of Florida and come to a annual meeting in how long?
As far as I know, it's at least 5 years. I'm not sure how far back that goes, but she was at 0% attendance until this year, I think going back to 2013 or 14, according to the public records. Now, you know, we are actually spending some time trying to get a better accounting for the attendance because that's our current petition drive that's going on. People have probably a couple days left to get those petition forms in the mail. If you're a voting member of the NRA, you can go to SaveThe2A.org, SaveThe2A.org, and look at our take action or sign the petitions link, and you'll see we have a petition for mandatory attendance that's moving its way towards having enough signatures right now so that we can get this agenda item on the board of directors meeting list of activities for September. And we really think that mandatory attendance is going to make the board better because it will force participation for some of these board of directors members who just can't be bothered. It will also increase accountability because
right.
There'll be board members won't be able to say they didn't know to the members if they're at the board meeting. We think that's really important. So yeah, Marion Hammer's one of these that have been, she's been taking in hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars since she stepped down as president as the chief lobbyist for the NRA in Florida.
Let me get you to hold up with Florida. Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break. I'm talking to Rob Pincus. We're talking about Save the Second. A movement well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount with when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to trainer Rob Pincus. ICE, that's your company. What is ICE?
ICE training company, integrity, consistency, and efficiency. And that's the company that I really had in the background of the Valhalla Training Center almost 20 years ago. And when we shut down the Valhalla Training Center, ICE Training Company emerged as the brand under which I've done the majority of my work for the last 12 years, I guess.
I like the car. I think the cars
are
cool.
Fun. We have different vehicles every year for the tour. That's the Personal Defense Network training tour. Of course, personaldefensenetwork.com is the best place to find free articles, videos, training tips. We've got distance education, all that kind of stuff. The in-person classes that ICE Training Company offers through myself and other instructors are all part of that Personal Defense Network training tour that happens every year. In fact, I'm flying out to Seattle. I'm in Denver right now. I'm flying out to Seattle tonight, and I'm going to run the last two classes for me for the Personal Defense Network training tour 2019 over the next couple of days with the Next Level Training guys. I don't know if you know those guys, Mike and Britt, up there at Cert Pistol Next
yes.
Level Training.
Yes. Well, I
the last classes.
I know some of them. I don't know who's up there. It seems like they... There was one guy I knew up there. I think he's gone now, and I'm not going to mention his name because you probably know him too, and you just get a big gut laugh at my expense. ICE. That would actually be a pretty good acronym to try to get the NRA leadership to try to adhere to. Did you see the latest Cult of Wayne apologist get on Amoland the other day?
You talking about Mr. Friedman?
Yes.
Yeah, yes, I did. It's amazing, you know, the things that are being written. I don't understand how people who are otherwise in good standing in the firearms community can take themselves seriously, let alone be expected to be taken seriously when they say that anyone spreading these allegations are fronts for the anti-gun movement, or that all of these allegations are, you know, hashtag fake news or outright lies. I mean, these things have been accepted and admitted. They've been put into the complaint by the NRA's lawyers in the lawsuits against Akram McQueen. They've been out in the public sphere. They've been well reported by Pulitzer Prize winning journalists, and they haven't been refuted. They've been acknowledged by directors. They've been seen in leaked documents. That we have Tom Gresham, we have yourself, you have Mark Walters, you have Michael Bain, you've got people from all over the industry who are very well established in terms of their pro-Second Amendment lineage, and I think I'm one of them, who are saying, no, some of these things are absolutely 100% verifiable, real, no one's refuting them, and yet you have Mr. Friedman and others who would come out, Willis Lee is a perfect example, who will link to a, you know, 3,000-4,000 word article in the Washington Post and say it's fake news out of hand when there's thousands of words in there and dozens of important facts, most of which have already been verified by NRA leadership. It's really embarrassing. I can't really think of anything else to say about it.
Well, I've given Willis Lee, I've called him, spoke to him, said, listen, come on the show and tell me what's going on. Is this really the way it is? Is this really the hill you want to go down on here? And he told me, well, I really want to, and I really like to, but I have to sell it. I said, well, you need to sell it as somebody's trying to be pro Second Amendment, pro NRA. But I may ask a question or two that might be uncomfortable. And I've never heard back from him.
Well, that's not surprising. Unfortunately, they haven't. I know this because, you know, I worked as a contractor for the NRA when we were producing those training DVDs for about a decade. And I know that their policy is not to engage with any media that they can't control. That's been the policy of the NRA for a long time. The one specific example I can think of where Akram McQueen controlled PR was allowed to speak in an uncontrolled environment, and that was when Dana Loesch rather bravely went on that town hall after Sandy Hook on CNN, and I thought she actually held her ground and did a great job there. I don't think she's done a great job with the platform she had at NRA TV, again, because of all the identity politics, but she did a great job that night in a very hostile environment. And outside of that, I cannot think of a time in the last decade when the NRA was allowed, or the NRA allowed itself, to engage with anything that was could be remotely seen as a hostile, or at least not a very positive and friendly media interaction. And that includes them asking me at times not to speak when there were questions that came up from the media related to our training DVDs. So it's a well-known fact that I'm surprised that he actually said out loud he had to sell it, because he certainly comes across as if he's his own man and he's speaking his own truth. And that was a little glimpse behind the curtain you got there that I appreciate you sharing with everybody that these people are all on a script. And they're being scripted out of Fairfax, and they're being scripted, quite frankly, out of Wayne LaPierre's office. And that's why they're saying things that just don't make sense. I think he is so detached from reality and from the membership and from the pulse of the American gun owner that he really thinks that he can just tell these people who are beholden to him or who he's threatened to just say, oh, it's all fake and it'll go away and everything's going to be fine, and that 90 million American gun owners are going to listen. We're so far past that. It's important that, you know, people get involved, whether you support the work of David Dell'Aquila, you support the individual directors who've spoken out, Timothy Knight, Alan West, Sean Maloney, Esther Schneider, who demanded, if they requested, an independent audit. Recently, Buzz Mills, the owner of Gunsight, has spoken up. You know, he kind of played it very close for a long time. He spoke to the press, the Washington Post, and basically said there's nothing to see here about some of the monies that change hands. He wrote a very harsh open letter acknowledging that this is really a failure of the board of directors to meet their responsibility to the members to oversee and guide the officers and staff of the NRA. So I appreciate him stepping up as well.
We're about to run out of time in this segment. If you would like to stay longer, of course, you are welcome to. But I know that you got stuff happening, planes to catch.
I've got that flight out tonight. I'm not going to be able to do it, but I really appreciate you giving me some time to talk to people, especially because, as I said, the petition, if you're a voting member, the petition has just a couple more days left to get those printed out, signed, and sent in. And you can learn more about that at savethe2a.org if you want to help us change the policy on attendance for the directors to make them more accountable and get them participating.
Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight. Watch out for yourself in Seattle. If somebody crosses the wrong path, make sure you represent the bald man the way I know you will.
You got it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is expressing his frustration over the shooting at a garlic festival in Gilroy.
An elected official with their version of prayers and heart goes out, and we need to do better as a country. And seemingly, for a lot of folks, they feel like nothing's changing.
Newsom met with some of the families of some of the victims from yesterday's shootings. He also says that changing gun laws alone aren't enough.
The culture has to change. You can't just change gun laws. You got to change hearts and minds.
More Marines are possibly facing charges after getting arrested in San Diego. Officials with the Naval Criminal Investigation Service say three more Camp Pendleton-based service members were taken into custody last week. Two Marines and a sailor are reportedly connected to the human smuggling and drug crimes investigation, which landed 16 Marines behind bars last Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to give expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Now then, remember when I told you, and remember when I tell you, that the ideological war, the ideological battle is everywhere now. Every time I say that, some of you are going, well, it's not here, Bill. It's not here. We got our stuff together. Well, okay. You see, there's a radical army of secularists and socialists waging this political war. And in places where this shouldn't happen, they are winning today because people, freedom-loving Americans, just choose to stand down. These people are hell-bent. They want to ban books. They want to ban art. They want to rewrite history. And they want to eradicate God from the public marketplace. And the most recent example of this bloodless jihad happened right here in my home state of South Carolina in a place called Tiga K. There, the local women's club had gifted a beautiful monument to the city honoring fallen police officers. It was a stone memorial. It was installed in front of the new police station by an Eagle Scout. It was beautiful. I mean, it's a big boulder, but let me read the message. The Herald newspaper reported that the front of the monument was inscribed with the text of Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." On the back of the memorial was a prayer. Lord, I ask for courage, courage to face and conquer my own fears, courage to take me where others will not go. Give me, Lord, concern for others who trust me and compassion for those who need me. And please, Lord, through it all, be at my side. Now, not long after this memorial was erected, a lone citizen showed up at a city council meeting to complain about the inclusion of the word Lord on the monument. And the man, who identified himself as a practicing churchgoer, remember that part, took issue with religious references on government property. The citizen, we don't know his name, told the council in a video posted by the Herald, public grounds and public surfaces should remain secular and natural for all members of the community, all members. He said the monument honoring dead police officers made people feel unwelcome. The disgruntled resident said the reference to the Bible and to the Lord makes TKK look exclusionary and biased towards one specific group at the expense of others. He continued, the TKK police station is not the place for a religious memento. I would highly recommend a modification, a relocation, or a removal of the boulder before TKK finds itself in a legal quagmire, which very well could happen if nothing is done here. What did that sound like when he said, I am a practicing churchgoer? I hear gun grabbers all the time say, I have a concealed carry permit. I own a gun. I served in the military. I'm ex-law. You get the template. They're one of us. They're just one of us. They're just one of us. So, one person. Literally one person. And that's all it took for the city council to remove the Bible verse and the word Lord from the monument. The Lord was literally erased from the stone because they feared a lawsuit. Once their act of cowardice made national headlines, the city decided to completely remove the memorial. City manager Charlie Funderburk told the Herald there was never any intent to offend anyone or show preference to one group or over another. We respect and care for all citizens, regardless of what their faith may or may not be, he told the newspaper. I think it's important to note that this happened in South Carolina, which everybody out there listening tonight, you guys think that this state is just crimson red. I can tell you, without a doubt, it is trying to turn purple. Because we have the same thing happening here that was happening everywhere else where all of these tax refugees go. But, you know, this isn't Oregon or Washington State. I would expect to see something like that here. However, let me tell you what this leads to. What if somebody drives down a street, right? This was just a boulder with the sign facing the police department saying, the Lord, and it was a prayer, right? It had the Lord on it. As part of the prayer. What if they drive down the street and don't like that Methodist church and that sign for the Methodist church? Isn't that exclusionary? Nothing but Methodists allowed here. Wait a minute. These people here that died, that have God on their tombstones, this is exclusionary. See where I'm going? This is part and parcel. And the freedom-loving patriots in TKK, well, they sort of fell down on that one, if there's any. They have a constitutional responsibility to stand up and fight back. First things first, every lawmaker there that agreed to remove the memorial should be removed from office. If you're not going to put up a memorial to people whose job ended up killing them, for the good of your... And listen, I know all about the Supreme... Well, Bill, they don't have to protect... Yeah, I know all about that. I get it. But when they do get killed on duty, they're actually doing something that sort of, you know, if you look at it, we could sort of say, well, they're trying to protect us. That's what I get out of it. You need to find, we all need to find candidates who will defend the Constitution. Second, whoever desecrated the memorial should face vandalism charges. And whoever gave the order to desecrate the memorial should face vandalism charges, too. And finally, citizens should demand that the memorial be refurbished and restored to its rightful place. There's nothing wrong with American culture. There's nothing wrong with who we are. We have saved the world time and time again. We rally to the side of the underdog, of the bully, of the downtrodden, of the invaded, of the destroyed. We go there. We give. I mean, every time there's an earthquake in Haiti or, you know, a typhoon somewhere, we give and give and give and give. There's nothing wrong with American culture. American culture is great. American culture is the class of the planet. There's no reason to not stand up and defend it. And in TK, South Carolina, I don't have an affiliate there. There's nobody listening. There's apparently nobody listening to anything, not even to themselves. Wake up. Wake up. Don't be afraid to stand up to the one that gets out there and says, listen, this is exclusionary. No, it isn't. No, it is not. It's only exclusionary if you take offense at it and you don't want to come in. You're welcome to come in any old time. You don't even have to join our church. You don't have to be a part of this. You don't have to assimilate that part of it. You do have to do some other things, but not these things that you're saying that you're not excluded from anything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Is it wrong to take pleasure? Is it wrong of me? Yep, remember that song, If Loving You Is Right, I Don't Want to Be Wrong. Well, I'm certainly, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's how it went. Okay, so I'm certainly loving the humiliation of Robert Mueller. And if it is wrong to take pleasure in his humiliation, well, then I'm not right. We are not going to get formal justice, if this has taught us anything. But at least we get to see a little bit of karma on the dance card. It was Mueller time. All right, and that human punchline we saw there on TV, forgetting and fumbling, is now Mueller for all time. And it serves him right. Slink away, Bobby, just go. You've done enough damage to too many individuals and to our country, so be gone. Yeah, he was a Marine in the 60s, and he blew up a bunch of damn communists, and that was great. That does go a long way. But then spearheading in a figurehead sort of way, the dishonorable destruction of the lives of many, many decent Americans for the unforgivable crime of daring to work with a president that our elite disdains more than balances out the good. Mueller made a choice to play along with the soft coup because, like so many other useless D.C. creatures, he felt that his caste had the right to countermand the will of the electorate. So don't expect me to shed any tears for this tattered reputation. When all those innocent people he trashed in his quest to undo the 2016 election got their reputations back, and when they get made whole from being impoverished by their lawyer bills that they were forced to incur, I'll start caring that Robert Mueller's legacy will be that of a doddering oaf who scratched his scattered head and wondered aloud what this newfangled fusion GPS was. So, he locked up Manafort, but not any Podestas or anyone not associated with Trump. Dossier? What dossier? Fix was in, except he and his brand of I'm with your prosecutors couldn't even pull off the frame, which is truly pathetic. To the extent I was glad that the GOP inquisitors eventually eased up on him when it became obvious that he was a sad joke manipulated by Pantsuit, who made up his staff, you know, the donors who made up the staff. It was only because as an observer, I know that sometimes too much righteous wrath, no matter how righteous, has the effect of generating sympathy for those who deserve none. And he offered no mercy to his victims, only payoffs to those who groveled for him. Joseph Missoud lied to him multiple times today. He remains unindicted. Mike Flynn, after decades of military service that meant nothing to the people, constantly trumpeting Mueller's didn't lie, according to the FBI agents he allegedly lied to. But he got threatened into pleading out to save his son from Mueller's pack of jackals. And that's your Robert Mueller for you. He's one of our betters, you know. He is one of those D.C. paragons of public service, character and virtue against which our nasty, brutish, and short resumes pale. He's the protector of our sacred institutions, or more accurately, his sacred institutions. We've seen with crystal clarity exactly who those institutions are designed to work for, and not surprisingly, it is people like Robert Mueller. Tell me more about the sterling reputation of the FBI, could you? Tell us how its dedicated leaders were concerned with protecting America from threats, not with protecting their own power and position from the threat of the citizens choosing politicians with the wrong politics. I liked it better when the worst you could say about an FBI director was he looked a little salty in a black cocktail dress. Of course, Jim Comey was a liar, and he gave classified info to his media allies, and it was so awesome that our glorious media allies itself with the powerful officials in the alleged intelligence / justice community. But we all know he will never be held accountable. For even though if we did it, we'd be busy redeeming our own personal Shawshanks. Did anybody ever bother asking Mueller if he thought about indicting his buddy, the looming doofus? I don't recall, said Absent Bob. Probably no one bothered because we all know the answer. The manifest, repeated, and unrepentant wrongdoing of members in good standing of the elite, that wasn't in his purview. Because after all, accountability for the elite is never within the elite's purview. Imagine if Trump did to the emails Mueller subpoenaed what Hillary did to hers. Why, the Grand Marshal of the Supreme Court would have been in the Oval Office bearing handcuffs. All of his leftist fans, all the breathless fans waiting for Bob the Avenger to make the bad orange man take the treason trap he deserved for doing nothing. That was Mueller's painful conclusion. He did nothing. Trump did none of the colluding we were promised. It nearly broke Mueller to say it, or rather his staff to write it, since Bob was off on a park bench tossing bits of his P&J crust to the local pigeons while Hillary's ex-ambulance chasers were desperately trying to gin up something, anything, to bring Trump down. And when it became obvious to them that the whole collusion hoax was a hoax, Mueller didn't stand up and say, "Pack it in, ladies and gentlemen. We can breathe a sigh of relief that our president is no traitor. Thank God." No, they didn't do that. They kept on going, looking for something else, anything else that would banish the nightmare of a non-elitist exercising the power that belongs to the elites. They struggled mightily to create the notion, embraced by idiots like Ted Lieu, scamsters like Adam Schiff and loonies on Twitter who do 346 tweet threads on obstruction, that you could obstruct justice by covering up a crime that never happened if you fired an incompetent FBI director, as any other president could do at any time for any reason. They failed, leaving only the pathetic innuendo of the report Mueller was utterly unfamiliar with to hint at obstruction. And in the process, they destroyed the whole idea of the presumption of innocence. But, you know, then, you know, we've learned that norms and rules and even laws only count when they protect the power of the elite, and not when they prevent the elite from exercising their power. Mueller is the manifest, truly the manifestation of our elite. Overpraised, overconfident, and over. He's just plain over. If you are still so lacking at wokeness that you can't understand how we got Trump, take a look at Bob Mueller. Our better Bob Mueller. Our intellectual and moral superior. If he's our best, our best isn't good enough. So slink away, Bob, and take your whole useless cast of failure and grifters and creeps with you, would you? For a look at what happens if Trump fails, check out, you know, check out any of those Armageddon novels. Because that's certainly what awaits us if the leftists ever get a hold of us. I'm sort of glad Trump broke the mold, and then on the other hand, I wonder who follows him. Let's see, that means we've still got five relatively good years, and then maybe we are going to have to gear up. I'll only be 63. Maybe I could do that. I don't know. But I'm sorry. I'm glad he was humiliated. I'm glad the hoax is over. Gerald Nadler, you can continue on by saying, well, I know what he meant. Adam Schiff, you can continue. I know what he meant. I don't know. It doesn't matter what he meant. He didn't say what he meant. It's not on paper what he meant. What you're finding, you're just making up out of whole air. And it's not very good air. It's not very good. Not very good at all. So, anyway. Check that out, would you boys? And we'll see you later. Coming up next in hour two, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman, the weekly recap from the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.